Yeah, welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Today is Wednesday. Today is the day that all of us look forward to, the day of Dear Bunmi. I hope all of you have recovered from your fright of yesterday. I dreamt last night, but what I dreamt was that somebody was offering me money in my dream. So that's a good one. And it was male. It was my cousin. He just walked up to me and said, "Jimmy, if you need any money, don't hesitate to ask me." So I said, "Okay, this is not the kind of dream I expected, but this is good." Right, I'm talking about yesterday. What was the topic now? It was about Emery.
Emery, yeah.
All right, today's Dear Bunmi. All of you know what Dear Bunmi is all about. It's the agony aunt in the vanguard. You know, she's been doing it for donkey years, right from when I was a kid myself. Thank you, Philip. And what happened was I had two twins. Sorry, Ojari. This reminds me of 1-1 goalless draw. I had a set of twins, Dumebi, the Muddies, right? Dumebi and
Nomso
Muddy. Two troublesome twins, if you ask me. I had them here sometime last year, and their sister came in tow, but we didn't let her utter one word because she was under 18. She wasn't a full adult then. And then about 2 weeks ago, I got a phone call, this shriek voice, you know, that high pitched voice. "Oh, Jimmy, Jimmy, I'm eating." I said, "Who are you?" That she was the third of the Muddies, what Yorubas would call the Idowu. So I said, "Okay, we'll use this to celebrate your birthday, coming of age." And what's the first name again?
Isioma.
Isioma. She's the one who looks so much like their mom. Looks so much. If you know Kechimode, you don't need to be told that this is her daughter. So, 18 today. Well, you're not 18 today. When was your birthday?
On the 26th of August.
Oh, so you're qualified. Fully qualified. So have you registered to vote?
Huh? Not yet, sir.
But what does it like to be? What does it look or sound like to be a full-grown adult? Now you can do what you like. You can bone your mom, you can chin her, you can do anything. Wait now. Eh? What does it feel like? Tell me.
I don't know, you still me, but I just feel that I have to be more responsible at this age. That's all.
Okay, so you were not responsible before?
No, I was, but just like more like of everything positive.
Okay, we're on YouTube and we're on Facebook Live. You have three. These guys. We have three pretty girls in the studio, so you boys can feed your eyes out.
Oh no!
Also, we also I'd like to congratulate Nonso Abi.
Chukwu Dumebi. Yes, sir.
Let's just say Dumebi. Once you had the Chukwu Dumebi, who got a 2-1, right?
Yes, sir.
In what now?
Early childhood education.
So you are going to do a master's?
Yes, sir, in child psychology.
Your daddy will continue paying school fees.
Yes, sir. Yes. He has to. It's like, get to the top.
Congratulations. I'm proud of you. You got a 2-1 from Uniben.
Yes, sir.
I'm very, very proud of you. When I see people like you, I didn't get a 2-1 in university, so.
But you have come this far.
But I didn't get a 2-1.
Okay, sir.
If you laugh at me, I will take it personally.
I am not laughing now. I mean,
if you laugh at me,
I'm not laughing.
All right. Congratulations
to you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's you. Okay. Yes. Sorry, you. I wasn't looking.
Why are you distracted? You don't even know which one to want to look at.
It's not easy to manage. It's not easy to manage the studio.
Yes, I know. It suddenly become difficult. It's been here since 5 o'clock. Okay, so we are going to look. You guys have done Dear Bunmi before, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Done it, and she was watching. So today now we are going to take the perspective of what we will call a fresh adult.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We are on YouTube and we are on Facebook Live. You can see what we are doing. And then so we'll shoot off almost immediately now, because last week we spent so much time talking we didn't get to Dear Bunmi proper. And good morning, Auntie Bunmi, in case you are listening with your cup of tea in hand and your biscuits by your side. I know she always listens in. At some point, maybe we should even call Auntie Bunmi to congratulate.
Good morning, ma.
Good morning, ma.
Say good to all of you. Wave to her. She's watching on YouTube.
Good morning, ma.
This man. This man. I'm this man. I mean. Okay. Dear. You never know the day I will show up in your house all of a sudden and from nowhere. You'll be surprised. But that's a story for another day.
Okay, sir.
So are we all set to go?
Yes, sir.
Our friend who is now watching from the back
their mom is watching though.
How did you know?
She's right here on YouTube.
She said, "Yay, my girls."
Oh, hi mommy.
but they all find out that the mom.
Oh, mommy.
Find out that your mom.
We all look like my mom, so.
No, this is what's her name? She's the one who looks like her mom.
But we still look like her.
But we all. You see, the funny thing is, when you grow old, when you as you get older, you want your children to be finer than you, better than you. That's the way it is.
True.
So that's why I said that you know you're finer than your mom. In reality. The reality is that your mom fine pass you. I don't see that one just to juice you up. Your mama fine pass you.
Oh,
this one
my.
Not be. This one.
Fine pass you.
This one, your mama fine pass you. Your mama fine pass you any it's day, really any day. Ah, wait.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Thank you.
Anyone, now that you've gotten 2-1, are we in a show? Okay, any time from now?
No.
you're not available.
I'm not ready yet.
Okay, when you got 2-1, that boy that used to help you with your notes, what did he get?
Nobody helps me with my notes.
That I'm used to be around when you're reading. Used to go and buy sweet for you to lick and
the
pull
one
out.
Person that used to help me is right in the studio. Yes,
Philip.
No, Princess.
Princess. Okay. Where you are pointing? I thought you were pointing. Philip wanted to go behind the pillar.
No. She's the one that helped.
All right. Are you sure this 18-year-old is ready?
She is.
Do you stand as guarantor for her? She knew a lot of things before she was 18. Who
yes,
taught her?
She's always been wise. Yeah. We're all adults in the house here.
Fog. I wonder what your house looks like with 4 grown-up girls. You know you have an elder sister.
Yes, sir.
That's Amaka.
Amaka.
I wonder how does your mom cope with fog? Would you have any dogs in the house or anything?
No, we used to, but
he's dead now. You killed the dog?
No, it was old. Yeah, it was very old.
Does your father have any son of shotgun ready to fire at the?
We don't know, but we'll find out.
Yes. We'll find out.
Okay, so is there a room for improvement? At 18 years old, cannot know this one. Not this one. How do I get the dating letter? I don't know. Cannot. Must I have a boyfriend? I think we'll start from there. And guess who wrote this one? Can you guess the name who wrote Must I Have a Boyfriend?
Can you
guess the name?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
So can you give us a clue?
A clue? No, I don't have time. The name of the person who wrote this one is called Nkechi. Is it? See, it's not.
It's definitely not my mom.
It's not your mom. No. This Nkechi is 26. Yeah. She says, "In my 26 years on this earth, I've only had a casual relationship with a man I met at the university, but we were not intimate." Good girl. She's a very good girl. Put her boundaries. Made sure.
Because it's very, very hard these days.
Yes. Are the rest of you like that?
Yes, sir.
Can you, if God comes down now, can you stare him in the face and say, yes, sir, again?
Yes, sir.
All right. You can see that the 18-year-old did not say anything.
They're not looking at me, sir. The question was not directed to me.
Let me tell you, I'm cross-eyed. So sometimes when I'm looking right, in reality, it's left. I'm looking.
I can face God.
The 18-year-old did not say yes, sir, even up till now.
Yes, sir. I think I can face God.
Okay. Oh, no, it's just that. Don't worry. But you're allowed to say no comment.
Okay.
If the question that Uncle Jimmy puts to you is, if it's one kind.
It's too personal.
No. Let's just say if it is one kind.
Okay.
If it's one kind, then you can say, Uncle Jimmy, no comment. There is no comment. It's allowed.
Okay.
So let us go back to Nkechi. Not the Nkechi. This is another Nkechi. This is Nkechi, 26-year-old. And she says they were not in the marriage. She says, I don't really fancy the idea of having a boyfriend, but my family and friends are at my back to have one and are always matchmaking. I have a good career and I don't mind being single. Is this normal? Must a woman have a boyfriend? But she...
No.
Let us hear the 18-year-old. Okay. 18-year-old, do you have a boyfriend?
No, sir.
Did you have before?
No, sir.
Will you have in the future?
Probably.
If God comes down and I ask that question again, can you look him in the eye? When I said, did you have in the past? Can you look him in the eye?
Yes, sir.
It's enough now. We've heard you. But she's worried at 26 that she doesn't have a boyfriend. Is that worrying?
Yeah. I feel like she shouldn't worry.
Yes.
Because it's a personal thing. Don't let anybody pressure you because you might find yourself dating the wrong person because other people are saying you need to do it now. She should just focus on herself, build her emotional stability, financial stability, everything. So that when anything happens, she'll be strong enough to
already face it.
Can you imagine? I cannot see your birth certificate. Are you sure you are 18? This woman must be 28.
Now you see, we told you she was prepared.
Because she knew you had gone to read this dear book before. Okay, you guys tell me. Two of you can talk at the same time since you are twins. Okay. Is it at 26? Should you be dating really? Should you be worried if you are not?
I don't think so.
She doesn't have to be worried.
She doesn't need to.
Because at 26, you should be thinking of settling down, don't you think?
Well, it's just the society.
It's the society that has made it so.
Yes.
Are you 26 yet?
No, sir.
No, sir.
But now that you have a 2-1, are you not going to think of settling down?
Not yet. I still have a lot to achieve. Yes, sir.
Like what now? What's next for you?
My youth service, then get a job.
You do your master's before you get
yes,
a
sir.
Job.
Yeah, my master's definitely.
Then get a job.
Then get a job, and then later in the future,
focus on my career.
But what if you find a very rich boy, big boy, man, who sweeps you off your feet? Comes along with fine
just
house.
Sweeping off my feet, though.
Yes.
It takes a lot more than that.
What can sweep you off your feet? Tell me.
I just need someone that is trustworthy, that is emotionally there, that cares. You know, just wants to do things for me genuinely.
Supportive.
Yeah, just supportive because he thinks about me, not because
why
I tell him.
Why do women always talk
so.
About supportive? I've never heard any woman tell me that I'm looking for a boyfriend that I'm going to support. I've never seen any woman come and tell me that.
I will definitely support you.
Wait.
It's a two-way thing. It's a two-way thing, but...
It's a two-way thing.
Yes.
But 18-year-old, are you looking for... Sorry, I call you 18-year-old, but that's your name for today. Are you looking for somebody who is supportive?
Definitely. You want someone who can encourage you. Or motivate you.
Motivate you. Yeah, that's
someone
a better...
Someone that you can grow with.
That's a better... You are talking supportive. You supportive.
Could also be
Coach
emotionally
Amakowole.
Supporting me, and that's where all the motivation and
supportive for you is just making just the drop.
No, sir. Not financially.
Hey,
it doesn't necessarily mean financial support.
It could be emotional support. That's where the motivation and the encouragement comes in.
You guys can learn to grow and build yourself together. In different walks of life, whatever he's doing, he can. Sometimes when you are down, he can be the one to lift you down.
Lift you up.
Just encourage you.
Everything.
Okay, well, what about when he is down? Who will lift him up?
Me.
That's
why I'm there.
The two of you cannot lift one person up now.
Trust me, we can.
Okay. She says that she's not that she I think it's about her 26. Look. This is my own prescription. I think the world is each to his own. What I think is most important is that you, no matter how bizarre it is, you know what you want and you know what you can do.
That
is the way I see the world. When it comes to picking careers, picking partners, And when I say picking partners, I'm looking at a broader view.
Lifetime.
You know, I'm looking at a broader view about, you know, some people will say the man is too short, or the man is too, for as long as you, that is what you want.
Yeah.
And I think it's also important that appearance do not find it necessary to always give a seal of approval unless it is something that is very significant.
True.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If, for example, you like a guy and your mom says that this man is too thin or he's a bag of bones, you will say, monkey no fine, I like him so.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
So that's why I mean. That's what I mean. But one should be sure. You need to be sure of what you want exactly in life.
Yes.
And that also has to do with career.
Yes,
you know, if you want to be a footballer, you guys are living in a very good in the world at a good time when the kids are allowed much more independence. I know a pharmacy friend of mine who would jolly well have been a fantastic artist. He's listening now. He's a pensioner now. He spent all his life being a pharmacist, whereas he's a fantastic artist. You know, he will abuse me. He'll still send me WhatsApp message. I'm happy. You want to be? What do you want to be when you grow up? You're doing masters in child psychology.
Yes.
So you, of course, you'll be a psychologist.
Yes, sir.
What course are you doing?
International studies and diplomacy.
You want to be an ambassador.
Yes, sir.
You want to be a diplomat.
A fashion designer.
A diplomat.
And a fashion designer. Yes, sir.
But the two don't go hand in hand. How do you want to do it now?
I'll find a way to balance it.
Yes, sir.
Mama, 18. What do you want? What's your next move?
Well, after that's when I start school.
What are you going to do in school? What course?
History and strategic studies.
History
and strategic studies.
Okay, so what do you want to do with it? You want to become a professor?
No, I want to work in an international organization.
Ah, hopeful. Okay, you don't want to work in Nigeria at all. I just want to get your eye.
Yes,
sir. The eye long. Okay, look at this. There's I think I've seen this before. I've seen this one before, but I'll ask you. I don't know why Diabumi is repeating this, but I'll ask you this one. This is a man called Harry.
Okay.
And he says, do girls prefer bad men? And he says, I'm an old-fashioned man. I'd like to treat a woman correctly. I have a good job and I recently relocated to the country. I open doors for my girlfriend. And hate to see a woman carrying heavy bags. But I find women don't accept my chivalry and prefer men who treat them badly. Is that right? Where am I wrong? My friends say women prefer the tough guys who bash them around. Is that true? No,
I can't speak for all the women out there. Mm. That might be their preference, and I don't necessarily feel preference. Maybe the appearance had the same experience, so.
I just feel like it's something that happened to her. That was what she saw.
So her parents doing so.
She has grown. Maybe the child.
Not consciously though, okay, but just what she attracts. I don't know.
Okay, let's do a census. What kind of guy would you prefer? Would you like a tough guy?
a good man.
But you don't want Swegbeo?
No. I want someone that can stand up.
Yes.
Can stand up to you.
Yes.
And he can bone when there's a need to bone.
Yes.
Yes.
Not too much.
I just want someone who is balanced. Okay, someone who can be funny.
Yes. What do you tell us what you want? Do you want a Swegbeo or do you want Paco?
We want a good man.
Yes, a good man.
Who is a good man?
A good man is honest.
Thank you.
Yes.
And be funny, sociable, and also he knows when to be strict. Yeah. He knows boundaries and he respects
boundaries.
There are three men in this studio. Is any one of them a good man?
We don't know them.
You have to speak for yourself.
Because we don't know them yet. Probably they are good.
Okay. But from their looks, you can know if a man is
you
a good man
you
or
can't.
Not.
You can't actually judge. Yeah.
So you can't vouch for me.
Yes.
But we can vouch for you, sir.
You can vouch for me.
What?
I can't vouch for you.
A little. I can't vouch for you. Sir, I can vouch for you.
Can you vouch for
Why are you pointing at
Can you?
If you will have to speak for you, yeah.
Uncle Dimeji, can you vouch?
He's probably a good man.
Probably.
Yes, but you have to speak for himself.
Because you don't know him, so we can't.
Exactly.
But when you look you can see the way he's been nice, quiet, reading his book.
You can't really tell from that. Yes. Just
he could be hiding something.
Yes.
People know how
there
to pretend.
There are so many
people that pretend. Yeah. But from if you're talking about physical, he looks responsible because he looks neat and clean. But if you're talking about behavior, like
yeah.
That,
but, character.
But we don't know. We can't judge that yet because
we just met him.
Yes.
So you can't vote for Uncle Sherif.
But he looks like a gentleman.
Please don't let him pressure you. Just say
pressure. We're talking about
exactly.
No comment.
Because I'm not.
Yes. Yes. No comment.
Sorry. Yes, Rosalie. All right. Let's see if we can take a call.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's calling?
This is Lokoye.
Yes.
Yeah. It seems all the ladies have been saying, I'm the one they are looking for.
Ochi.
Good morning.
The advert.
You're listening to Jimmy Disu, right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah, you're welcome back to Daily Digest. Today is Wednesday, dear Bumi. Just to lock where you have to go back and pray very hard. As it wasn't me, it was the system that brought it up to that ambition. It killed it, thinking that your pastor told you that these ladies, it's because of you they're here. Let's take another call. Hello, good morning.
Kisulokwaye is back.
You waited.
Okay. Wow. My hands are up. I surrender. Okay.
Kisulokwaye, they may not know the meaning. Let me tell them the meaning of the name.
Yes.
Jesus deserves the glory. Don't you like the name? Is the name not sweet enough?
That's a beautiful name.
You said?
So
wow,
that's a beautiful name.
So cool. See, I love what you guys are doing in the studio and your 18-year-old
thank
lady.
You. Thank you.
I think she's older than that 18 says to me because the advice she gave.
Odagba. In these days when we are not sure, you know, this country we are in now, you're not sure of anybody's age. It's the age that people put forward. You're not sure. I've seen people who will say that they are 30 and they will have a child of 20. So did you have that child at 10? you know, have you noticed that? Is it like that also in your own generation? Because what happens is when I was growing up, we found people, instead of using their birth certificates, they will claim that this one. And so you have what you call a sworn declaration. But you were born at a time when birth certificates were 2 a penny.
Mm-hmm.
So do you still find amongst yourselves people who also lie about their ages?
Yes, people still do.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably to feel younger. I don't know.
Or some people actually need it to get some particular positions at work or something.
Mm-hmm. That's Auntie Zena.
I wanted to ask about her.
That's
about baby.
There was a time she was like you people. life is a cycle, you know. Zainab, that's our new 18-year-old. She's beautiful. Don't judge young one. It looks too much like them all. These ones are ugly ducklings. I'm not sure.
But it's still still the same woman.
Exactly.
But you got ugly. It's one that looks like your mom.
Oh my goodness.
That means we're all ugly then.
Exactly.
No, she looks like I know it's paining you, but the truth has to be told. I know it can be very painful.
It's actually not the truth.
Do you think? Do you guys think you're pretty?
Yes, I do.
I do.
What makes you think?
Tell him.
Tell me.
I'm beautiful. I just know I'm inside out.
Yeah. You don't need to hit your head against the microphone. No, I'm kidding you guys. You guys are look. I mean, if you go to YouTube, it's busting at the seams. You know, everybody wants to take a look at you, especially the new 18-year-old. Let me see. No, I can't read this one. This one is too tough. This one is quite tough. I know. You can't talk about this one. I can't even talk about it. Even though I'm relatively young. Okay, my fiance and I got engaged. Who is this one now? This is Nkechi. No. This is Motolani.
Motolani
said that she got engaged last year, and she planned to. Where is that coming from? Is it? Do you have something that is making noise? This. You know traditionally there is this thing that makes noise sometimes. These traditional people, you put it in your body. And I hear that thing is in Oyo State especially.
No,
no, that's not it.
No.
Okay. Because say yeah, back along again. Okay, he had a child with the one I said. My fiance and I got engaged last year, and we plan to get married in a few months' time. Okay. A few days ago, a friend let it slip that a woman in their street just had a baby for him. That is the man that she planned to marry.
Already?
That already there was another woman in the street that had a baby for him. I couldn't believe it, but when I confronted him, he didn't deny it. When she you look so disappointed.
Nah.
Do you know what
is happening?
Do you know this Motolani?
No.
I'm surprised you took it so personal. Yes.
It's sad.
I was wondering maybe she's your friend or something. Like or maybe you are the one who had you don't have none of you has a baby here.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. No, just for us to find out.
No, we don't.
And so I couldn't believe it, but he didn't deny it. He said it was a one-night stand and she refused to get rid of the baby. And he says that to make matters worse, she has fertility problems, for which I'm being treated by my doctor. I'm terribly broken-hearted. I can't stop him from being part of his baby's life, but I can't stand the thought of him being near this scheming woman. He swears it's me he loves, but if that were the case, he wouldn't have done. Okay, so now the case is simply this. She had gotten engaged with this guy and then he now had a baby by another woman, and meanwhile she can't have a baby just yet because she's undergoing treatment. So what state of mind do you think she might be in?
She'll be very, very
miserable,
heartbroken.
It's quite sad. Like, sad. Mm-hmm.
So let's take it one by one. Let's start with you. We'll still come back to this in the year old. But let's see, what do you think she should do next? Should she later the guy?
If that's what works for her, if she thinks she can handle.
No, what do you think she should do? If somebody's phone is buzzing, like, what do you think she should do? What do you think she should do?
I think she should just stay away from him first to heal, because he definitely had that child. Or definitely had the one-night stand when he was already dating her. So I think he cheated. So like I would just have to stay away from him for a while, because the dishonesty and everything is just so
overwhelming. What is the purpose of staying away from him for a while? Why don't you wait? Just calm down. Don't bite. I'm not the one. To heal. How? What do you mean to heal? What?
To self-soothe herself, like
the
to,
pain and to, the hurt.
To make a wise decision, because you have to think about time to think. She might forgive him, but she might
but
never
she
forget about what he
yes,
did.
Oh, okay, okay. Let's listen to the 18-year-old. Okay. She's so eager. Yeah, she's so eager. You're so. You were saying something.
Yeah. I personally. Not go back to the guy.
Not because
I don't love him anymore or anything. Because the drama around him is already too much for me, and I don't like when situations are so complicated. Because first of all, I might not be able to trust him again, because he did not tell me until I confronted him. And again, what if the woman he slept with had an STD, and he passes it to me? So I can't. be with someone like him. Sure. First of all, he might do it again. I don't know if he will do it again. He might be unfaithful.
History might repeat itself.
Yes, sir. Yes. He might be unfaithful again.
Yes.
That's so. And I don't like you that. I can't trust your someone, actions. Yeah. I have to be confronted.
So you will let him go back to your law.
Yes. Just walk your way.
Okay.
Because the child and the mother will always be in his life. Even if he doesn't love the woman, he's still the father, so he has responsibilities.
Okay, can't you let me face you squarely? Can't you have a large heart and accommodate the child? Can't you, for example, tell him that okay, when the child is born, bring the child so I can raise him with the other ones I will have
but
for you.
But the mother will always want to be a mother to the child too. So I just want them and their drama to just settle their issues first. Because I don't hate the child. I don't hate the mother. I don't hate any of them. But I don't just want to be in between and be confused. Yeah. I just want to have my peace. I'll just move on for my
mind. Okay,
no, one by one. So that we will know where everybody stands. So her own stand is very clear. She doesn't want to have anything to do with the guy again. She believes that that child will always be a part of his life and by extension, the mother. So, now to Dumebi Abi.
Yes, sir.
Dumebi, what do you think?
I'll stay away because I need peace of mind.
But you weren't saying this until the 18-year-old said that.
I would stay away because I need
before
to
you
heal.
Said, no, before
yes.
you said...
Obviously, no, I need to heal. It's still part of it.
It did to heal, but the 18-year-old doesn't want to heal. Old lady,
no name. No, I need to heal because that me healing is me still thinking about okay, do I want this? Can I cope with this? Can I deal with this? Is he going to do it again? That's the process of me.
Okay, what if he apologizes profusely and swears?
I know that you might forgive him, but you'll never forget.
Yes. We have your waiting. Calm down.
Forgive it, yes. Then I will. If but it can. Must never repeat itself again. That's where the trust issues come in.
Okay.
Can I trust
you?
You've
been nodding your head. What's the name again?
Nonso.
Okay, Nonso, you tell me. If you find yourself in this kind of situation where the poor guy, you know, men sometimes can, these things do happen, and he just thought he would do something and run away, and now the thing hooks him, and he begs you. He cries. He holds your leg. He calls your mom. He calls Uncle Jimmy to come and intervene.
It doesn't mean he will change.
All of us now begin to beg you. Don't so far say, have mercy on him. But I will not sign guarantor for him that will not do it again. No. Uh-huh. But now you tell me, what will you do?
This question is very...
It's not very decent. Just tell us what you will do, Jerry.
I would go back to him.
You go back to him?
Yes.
People make you forgive mistakes. Him.
Yeah. We're humans.
We are humans.
Yes. I mean, make mistakes. So probably we'll go back to him. Yeah.
But 18-year-old, now that your sister says you go back to him and you're looking at her one kind, do you want to change your mind? Your own is
must
go.
I don't want to change. We all have different reasons.
Tell us your own. Your own is that he must go.
I'm not that I'm fighting with him or anything, but because. For you to act out something, you might have been thinking about it since. So I don't want to put myself in a situation whereby I always be feeling I have to check up on him. I don't want to put myself in that type of situation.
You don't want any. Yes. Already, yes. Getting agitated
I might,
now.
I might do it unconsciously. I might be checking on him unconsciously. I might not do it consciously. It might just happen and.
So you are worried about the trust aspect of it.
Yes.
But calm down. You already walked up and it's not you.
Oh my God.
Or does it sound familiar?
She's an advocate for women.
is she an advocate for women?
Generally, yes. In the house, always arguing about
a feminist.
Yes.
I'm not a feminist.
She's not a feminist, but, you know, she's an advocate for, you know, things being right, right way.
I like when things are done right with us. Not for, just like...
Generally,
not any. I'm not like biased or anything. I just like when.
No, it's not biased. It's what you do. Nobody can blame me for that.
I'm actually saying it because if it was vice versa, if it was a man in this situation, I would still have said the same thing. So it's not because it's a woman that was engaged.
But the man can't get a woman pregnant and the man will have it.
No, I'm saying
and
that.
And it's not yet.
No, if the woman was pregnant for another person, if she slept with a man. like after he she was already engaged already.
So anyway, the at the end of it all, you said you would forgive him. No, who said you forgive him?
Nonso said I'll forgive him. Nonso
said you were straight up about it. You just said I will forgive him. A woman after my heart. But if he does it a second time too, you will forgive him.
No. Once beaten twice. Yes, shy. My grandma always says one beaten twice shy.
So. That's what your grandma told you.
Yes, she always says it.
Do you think that, and don't shout, oh, don't calm down, no, don't talk together one by one.
Okay.
Do you think that the average man is faithful? Say, talk now.
I don't know. I can't speak for... I don't know many men, and I'm not into all these things, so I don't know.
No, not all these things. What I'm saying is that do you think that the average man out there is faithful? You can take him for his word.
There'll be some that'll be faithful.
Of course, there'll be some, but on the average, do you think there are more that are faithful than more that are not faithful?
That's a tough one. You have to do a proper research and find
out. But from the interactions and the stories you've heard, doesn't have to do with you as a person. Yes,
I feel like majority of men will be unfaithful, sure.
That's what you think. From the way you are shaking your head, I knew. you are shaking your head and like my Yoruba tailor in Alimocha will say, you are franking your face. Oh, well, what about you? Do you think the average man, you can take his word to the bank to tell you that he's not cheating on you?
Yes, I can initially.
What do you mean initially? Also, you'll always give them a chance.
Yes.
Yes, okay. There are some that have, yes, give benefit of the doubt. What about you, Nonso?
The same. Yes,
you
sir.
Give them, okay. Have you dated before? This
of
is
course.
The
yes, sir.
You dated before. Yes, sir. And none of the trust issues was not a problem.
None of them were ever unfaithful.
Unfaithful. They can't, nobody can even be unfaithful to you. Would you want you to be unfaithful? What about you?
Well, initially,
yes.
He wasn't, but
later.
Eventually, yes.
Yes. And when you heard, how did you feel? I felt
heartbroken.
Why is it so painful to women that their man has another woman? Don't you believe in sharing?
Did I say something wrong? Not that kind of sharing.
I can share sweet.
Did I say something wrong?
I can share sweet and biscuits.
Did I say something wrong?
Can't share that word.
Did I say something wrong?
No.
Okay, let's take a call, okay? I wish we could get a call on the female line. That would be nice. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
This is a man. I said female line.
No, female line.
Okay.
What is a male line?
Just go on. I'm joking. Just go on.
Okay. The other lady that said to forgive.
Yes.
She should be very... If I'm a man and I'm a young man in my 30s, and I know I have a lot of friends. I know what women can do.
Yes.
And I'm hoping to have a daughter someday. So she should just be very careful. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Why are you swooning? You seem to like the guy's voice.
No, I'm just smiling.
And you were smiling. You seem to like his voice. Are you still on the line? Oh, he's gone. Would have asked if he's available.
Oh, no.
You were swooning.
No.
Your eyes were turning.
No,
initially, I thought you were fainting.
I cannot do this right
now. Initially, I thought you were fainting. But he did have a nice voice, didn't he?
He did.
I liked his voice. I like people who speak well.
Yes.
Yes, I like just like it happens to, you know, even with women, you like people who speak well, you know. And yeah. He did speak well. I liked his voice. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest with us.
He spoke well.
So you heard what he said?
Yes, sir.
Wake up. Are you sleeping? Hey, your eyes are dim.
I'm listening to you.
You listen to me? How long have you said to you? You're so quiet. Okay, let's take another call.
Comment.
No comment. No, you can't do that. No comment all the time. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello. Hello, morning, yes. This line is not clear. Let's pick another one. Hello.
Hello, good morning. Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
Yeah. Victor, yeah.
Yes, Victor, how are you?
Very well. The lady that said you forgive.
Yes.
And give me. I think she's the real person.
She's the what?
She's the real person. Because if somebody does something that is wrong and you forgive, that is, you have a golden heart.
Oh, she has a golden heart. Oh,
don't let them deceive you.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
That is her sister warning her. So why did you say don't let them deceive you? So she shouldn't forgive. We all must learn to forgive at some point, really. You see, because when you forgive, when you forgive, you heal better. That's true. One thing you need to know.
True.
When you forgive people, then you heal better. You know, then you have a lesser burden on you. So when you forgive, you are doing yourself a favor. You might not forget though. You might learn the lesson, but it's always good to forgive people. I mean, it's a lesser of the whatever.
We will have
to go any minute from now. As the techers are around the corner. You were just warming up.
Yes, sir.
We have to
but
go
sir, time. I actually said I'll forgive, but I'll not be able to forget, but I can't still be with the person again. That's
okay.
Just the difference.
Yes.
I'll forgive.
You forgive.
For
you're not going to vex again.
But I will not be with the person again.
Yeah, I'm about to go. You can go, go your own way. I understand all that. Or like my people will say, Yoruba people will say, you know, you people are from Delta, you don't, but let me just tell you, probably I'm a batty alone, you know, I didn't go, they're going home.
Uncle Jimmy, comments on social media, Facebook, YouTube.
Yes.
Too
many.
gosh.
Read one or two very quickly, very, very quickly.
Oh, I don't even know where to start from. Okay, so Uncle Jimmy, somebody is asking for their social media handle.
No. This is not a dating site.
I saw a comment earlier, so I can't get the name. So the guy is 22, so he's saying that now that he is also 22, can you allow him date the 18-year-old?
I'm not her parent. No, she doesn't even need her parents' consent. She's already 18. I got to get out of here. The techers are going to be here any minute from now. I'd like to thank the three Muddies.
Thank you.
Dumebi.
Nomso.
And the 18-year-old.
Isioma.
I'd like to thank the three of you for coming. And your friend who came along with you. Unfortunately, the space in the studio is quite limited, so we can't take all of you. I hope you all enjoyed yourselves.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, tomorrow we are going to have the review of the sequel to The King of Boys.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, we are going to have the sequel. Have you watched the second movie?
No, sir.
I've
started it, but I haven't finished it.
I've watched it four times. I started watching it again last night. It's a beautiful movie. I'm proud as a Nigerian of that movie. I'm very, very proud. I'm going to have Nedu here tomorrow. Now, remember that Nedu was in King of Boys 1.
Yes.
Then I got one of our listeners who called me yesterday and said he'd like to come. He's going to join us tomorrow. I need one more person who has watched the movie who can join us. So if you get in touch with me today, I will ask you to join us tomorrow. But then again, we'll take phone calls and so on and so forth. So tomorrow, that's what we are going to do. We are going to review the movie. Then on Friday, I'm going to bring in one or two young people again who are doing things that I'm quite proud of. You know, we'll keep doing that to encourage all of you. Get off the social media. Get something going. Get something doing. That is a new mantra. And go and register. All of you, register and make sure that you vote for anybody of your choice. It is time for you guys to take over. You young people, go out there and register and try and see if you can make a go at running this country. The people who are hanging out there, some of them were running this country at the age of 25, 26. We had a head of state in this country who was, I think he was 30 or 31. He even got married while he was president. So don't let anybody deceive you that it's all about old people. Do you get that? We have somebody who was a governor in this country at 28. Dietrich Spieth, at that time, he was 28 when he was governor. The late Chief Rashid Gbadamosi was, I think, 24 when he was a commissioner in Lagos State here. So go out there and register. It's time for you guys to make it.
Change.
Go at it and get rid of all we old fuddy duddies. Concern us, but have mercy on us. Still give us something to chop.
No. So no mercy. No.
So I got to go, okay? Thank you very much, ladies. And happy birthday to the 18-year-old. Welcome to the Club of Adults.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay,
thank
so you, sir. To you out there, have a lovely day. And I'll see you all tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning, okay?
Bye.
Bye.